You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
This past Friday, an FDA advisory committee recommended a second dose of the Johnson & Johnson shot. Much fewer Americans received this vaccine than either of the mRNA shots, so there's less data overall, but the group has recommended that a second dose be available to recipients 18 and older 2 months after their initial vaccine. On Thursday, the same committee unanimously recommended booster shots for recipients of Moderna's vaccine, who are 65 and older, or are part of several other vulnerable populations. The next step will be for a Centers for Disease Control Advisory Panel to discuss additional doses in meetings scheduled for this week. If they approve, distribution could start shortly thereafter. The Biden administration announced on Friday that, starting November 8th, it will lift travel restrictions for fully vaccinated visitors from 33 countries, including a number of European nations, China, and Iran. There will be stricter requirements for travelers coming from places other than these approved countries. Next month, the U.S. will also lift restrictions for fully vaccinated travelers entering the country from Canada or Mexico by land. A different border policy will still apply to migrants. Outside of the U.S., many other countries are also lifting stringent travel requirements that have been in place for much of the pandemic. And last month, President Biden directed the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to write rules regarding company vaccine mandates, and earlier last week, the agency showed its proposal to the Office of Management and Budget for final review. A number of state attorneys general have said they'll oppose the measures, but many businesses have already implemented their own protocols in accordance with the president's executive order. Both the mandates themselves and attempts at being exempt from them have created legal confusion, showing that there's no foolproof solution.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.